George Bush's career reflects a keen understanding that effective public service involves give and take, respect and consideration of others, and in his words, doing your homework. He also has experience in one-on-one engagement, using persuasion over intimidation. In other words, people skills. This comes in handy in 1971, when President Nixon appoints him U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations.
We then started talking about the U.N., and I told him that I thought the U.N. would have some real appeal because I could spell out his programs with some style. I felt I could really put forward an image there that would be very helpful to the administration.
The United Nations job turned out to be the perfect posting for Dad. Today, he still holds a UN record, the hat trick of attending Security Council meetings as ambassador, vice president, and president. Clearly, he not only enjoyed it, he also thrived in such settings because of his natural ability to connect with a broad diversity of people.
What was it like for Barbara and Dorothy to suddenly move to a new home near the UN building in New York City? To hear them tell you, enter 64 and press play now.